In front of me is a signed affidavit, an instrument acknowledged by Margie Cresta, a notary public of the state of Texas. It was signed by Johnine and Paul Eniger on March 28, 2002. It is testimony made by the Leningers regarding Bella Dodd, and I'd like to read it to you now. To whom it may concern. At a large public meeting in Orange County, California in the 1960s, I was present in an auditorium filled to capacity with 600 to 800 people who had come to hear a former Communist Party official give an exposé of the infiltration of the Communist Party into every facet of American life. Dr. Bella Dodd spoke of her years as an undercover and open card-carrying member of the Communist Party. She spoke of the years she had been deceived by the party ideology and actually believed the party had the answer to the injustice and suffering of humanity. In an effort to make up for the damage she had caused, she gave a chilling picture of the thoroughly organized and minutely crafted plan which communists believed would ultimately destroy the United States of America. The methods she detailed required dedicated Communist Party members and other idealists who would inadvertently be willing conduits to be planted in every social, political, and religious aspect of American life. The agenda of a labor, communications, and teachers' union, for example, could be controlled by putting key people where carefully planned objectives would be implemented on unsuspecting collaborators. The devastating success of this octopus was mind-boggling, to say the least. Several specific things Dr. Dodd detailed were almost impossible to comprehend because they hit so close to home the actual infiltration of the Roman Catholic Church. Number one, in the late 1920s and 30s, directives were sent from Moscow to all Communist Party organizations. In order to destroy the Catholic Church from within, party members were to be planted in seminaries and within diocesan organizations. Dr. Dodd said, quote, "I myself put some 1,200 men in Catholic seminaries," end quote. Number two, Dr. Dodd also detailed the influence being implemented in the Vatican itself by cardinals who were members of the Communist Party. She said she knew the truth of her statement because, quote, "I know who my contacts were," end quote. She also told of the high communist officials in the United States who operated out of Rockefeller Center in New York, again, her contacts. Number three, Dr. Dodd also elaborated on the success of the infiltration of labor union and teacher unions. She spoke of placing some 1,300 teachers and 1,500 principals in the education system from grade school to university levels. At the time Dr. Dodd spoke, she had left the Communist Party and returned to the practice of her Catholic faith. Truly repentant of the damage she had caused and recognizing the danger to her church and to the American way of life, she traveled across the country to expose the communist agenda. My husband and I have often quoted and passed on Dr. Dodd's testimony, especially when public scandal and dissent by high church officials caused irreparable harm to the body of Christ. This dissent was more open and obvious beginning in the 1960s. Massive infiltration in within seminaries and teaching and formation programs appeared to be the only explanation. Prelates, priests, religious women and men, and lay people designed their own liturgy, defied Catholic moral and theological norms, and plunged themselves and their schools headlong into the human potential movement to experience a full range of the pleasures of being fully human. It became obvious that the Roman Catholic Church had become the victim of a massive communist Masonic infiltration on a colossal scale. Shortly thereafter, homosexuality was the Pandora's box that would decimate our religious orders and seminaries. Today, homosexual and pedophile crimes and cover-ups have rocked the church and scandalized the world. Without a doubt, the earlier infiltration merely served to soften up the church for the current devastating blow. Today we are witnessing the results of a well-organized, diabolical plan whose blueprint was laid out over 70 years ago and patiently implemented. The communist goal of destroying the American way of life could only be accomplished if her most formidable opposition, the Roman Catholic Church, was infiltrated, compromised, and ultimately destroyed. If only the Catholic hierarchy had taken Dr. Bella Dodd seriously. And so ends the affidavit signed by Janine and Paul Leninger. Because of where we are in the world today, ISOC thought it important to bring this information to you. God bless you, Notre Dame de Chartres. Pray for us.